Bertel. Over 5 million. That's the number of people infected with the coronavirus worldwide. The total number of deaths is nearing 330,000. In the United States, the hardest hit country, the death toll now tops 93,000. China says it will retaliate if the U.S. Congress passes legislation seeking sanctions against China over the coronavirus pandemic. Washington has criticized Beijing for its initial handling of the virus. On Wednesday, President Trump stepped up the rhetoric by tweeting that China was responsible for, quote, mass worldwide killing. More than 2.4 million people applied for benefits in the U.S. last week in the latest wave of layoffs from the coronavirus. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The number of people out of work has grown to over 38 million, although the flood of layoffs is slowing.
We've seen claims decline for 7 straight weeks, so it's obvious that the pace of layoffs is slowing.
And while the job losses happen so quickly, PNC chief economist Gus Fauché thinks rehiring will take a lot longer.
Even if consumers are spending, the level of spending is still much lower than it was in February and early March. And so businesses may not see the need to rehire, even if the economy.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Work continues on potential vaccines. And on Thursday, pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca said it had deals in place to manufacture 400 million doses of a vaccine developed by Oxford University. The vaccine is still undergoing trials necessary to determine whether it is both effective and safe. For the very latest on the coronavirus and more information, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Wide areas of coastal India and Bangladesh are flooded, and millions are without power Thursday.